Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. While many have expressed the opinion that next week's U.S. elections may be the most important in a very long time, the truth is nothing of the kind. Yes, it will matter to a small degree just which candidates win the respective elections. However, past federal, state, and local government actions have already limited the options available to future legislators and bureaucrats. The top limitation of future government officials will be past massive deficits for loans and unfunded liabilities for government employee pensions and retiree health care benefits. For instance, the federal government is already more than $100 trillion in the hole from debt and the net present value of Social Security and Medicare. Add well over another $10 trillion of debts and unfunded liabilities for state and local governments and government school districts. The federal budget deficit for the fiscal year ended a month ago. When you include the deficits of Social Security and Medicare programs, look to be at least $8 trillion and may well exceed $10 trillion. Is there any way that those elected next month to federal office are going to be able to reverse such massive deficits? Get real. Unfortunately, the passage of the CARES Act in March this year opened the floodgates for continued massive government deficit spending. In effect, it was an act where the U.S. government admitted that it was bankrupt. With the federal government already bankrupt, nothing will stop elected politicians from trying to buy more future votes by piling on even greater deficits. Instead, look for the next Congress and administration, no matter who is elected, to continue bailing out everything and everyone in sight with tens of trillions of dollars. Unfortunately, such massive spending will accelerate the decline in the value of the U.S. dollar, even if the government of China didn't follow through on its promise in September to liquidate more than $250 billion of U.S. government debt. The U.S. government, along with governments at every other level, are already past the financial point of no return. No matter who wins the elections next week, the American people will lose. That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.